Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It was an absolutely beautiful day here in New York City. The sun was shining. 75 degrees. The light was sparkling on the Hudson. The flowers were blooming in Central Park. And in Lower Manhattan, Donald Trump is going on trial next Monday. Because... Why? Because yesterday, an appeals judge denied Trump's 11th-hour request to delay the start of the Stormy Daniels hush money criminal trial. Now, if you had told Stephen Colbert, as a teenager, that one day the former president of the United States would be standing trial for paying off a porn star, that young man would have said, "You have porn? Can I trade you? I found a Sears catalog in a tree stump in the woods." You see, Trump's lawyers, they argued that he can't get a fair trial in Manhattan, so the judge should postpone the trial indefinitely while they seek a change of venue. Nope. Sorry, it's wedding rules. You put down the venue deposit, you're getting married in a rustic barn. Okay, that's how it is. You sign the thing. I don't care. I don't care that all of a sudden your fiancé is worried about his allergies. Too bad, Derek. Take a Zyrtec and put on the damn tux. Trump's lawyers argued that the former president couldn't get a fair trial because the jury pool has been polluted by news coverage of Trump's other recent cases. So are you saying members of the jury can't have seen any news about Donald Trump's crimes? His crimes are the news. I don't understand. Who would that possibly leave? Your Honor, it is only fair that our client be judged by an impartial jury who know nothing about the events in America over the last 9 years. Might I recommend 12 confused men who were dropped off in a forest as infants and then raised by wolves? Or, if they're not available, could we acquire some clone babies that have been rapidly aged in some sort of machine and then released into the jury box? Oh, they think he's guilty too? Okay. Now, some sort of nutrient bath. Floating brains. Trump's change of venue request wasn't the only desperate stunt he pulled. He also tried suing the judge. Yes, it's bizarro court. The defendant is suing the judge, the Bible swearing on the plaintiff, the gavels banging everyone. I believe that's one of Stormy's movies. Yeah. The gavel is banging everyone. The lawsuit challenges the gag order Judge Merchan placed on Trump to stop him from verbally attacking witnesses, jurors, and others, including, this is important, the judge's daughter, who Trump attacked on social media. Trump has also called on Judge Merchan to recuse himself, alleging bias. Yes, the judge has to recuse himself because Trump attacked the judge's family. It's like that scene from Taken.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But I will recuse myself from hunting you down to avoid the appearance of impropriety.
Now, this tactic, Liam Neeson, he still got it. He's single, by the way. This tactic also did not work, because this afternoon, an appeals court judge rejected Trump's effort to delay his hush money trial as he appeals the gag order. Of course, the hush money trial is about Trump having sex, So once the witness testimony starts, we'll be the ones gagging. The ruling. Did I get that one? Did I get that right? Is that how that goes? This ruling was no surprise to anybody. Legal experts described the case as a Hail Mary attempt to avoid trial. And you can all read about Trump's Mary in the new God Bless MAGA Bible, featuring all the best gospels, the lyrics to the USA chant, and the contents of a 1920s joke book guaranteed not to hold back on the Irish. Now,
get him.
Late yesterday, the judge released the jury questionnaire for Trump's hush money trial, and I've got the actual thing right here. So let's... Let's dig into Judge Merchan's juicy, juicy jury quiz. What do we got here? Okay, here's a good one. Do you have any strong opinions or firmly held beliefs about former President Donald Trump? At this point, I'd love to meet someone who doesn't.
Donald Trump, the real estate guy, what's he been up to? I don't watch The Apprentice. I love that Jeff Probst. Are they the same guy? No? Then no strong opinion.
Potential jurors will also have to answer, have you ever considered yourself a supporter of or belong to any of the following? The QAnon movement, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, or Boogaloo Boys? Let me remind you, you're under oath, Oath Keepers, and you're under Boogaloo Boys. Let's see what else we got here. Are you a member of the Big Bad Voodoo Daddies? The Doobie Brothers, Milli Vanilli, the Boxcar Children, or have you or any of your robotic associates been part of Voltron? And because... Is that one? I don't see that one on here. I don't. And because of the high-profile names in this case, the judge is also asking jurors to disclose their media diet. Okay? That's all media, including porn. So they'll need to know if jurors have seen Operation Desert Stormy, The Witches of Brestwick, and Home Alone 2. The other...
Wow.
There are two of those. Two of those. Another question is, the defendant in this case has written a number of books. Have you read or listened to audio of any one or more of those books? If so, which ones? Oh, my God. I just realized there are Trump audiobooks.
The Art of the Deal, page one. And I gotta say, folks, what a page. You're gonna wanna read it 10, 15 times. A five-star general came up to me, big guy, tears in his eyes, and he says, sir, this page saved my 401k and made my wife go, wow, wow, wow. That's marriage.
But Judge Merchan denied. Wow. But Judge Merchan denied the Trump team's request to include one particular question, whether the jurors like Trump. Your Honor, we respectfully petition the court. Do you like me? Yes or no? You'll pick a number, Your Honor. Three? Okay, one, two, three. Your Honor, you will be marrying Timothy Chalamet. You'll be marrying Timothy Chalamet. Congratulations. Thank you, citizen. Donald Trump's not the only one who's in trouble. So is Donald Trump's social media company. It's been 2 weeks since Truth Social went public. And as of this morning, the company has lost a third of its value and is now trading at its lowest level since its trading debut. Yes. It's a phenomenon that legendary economist John Maynard Keynes once called... Yeah. Nobel Prize. Nobel Prize. Trump is the majority stakeholder in Truth Social, but when Truth Social debuted, His shares were worth $6 billion. As of yesterday, they were down to $2.9 billion. Usually, to lose money that fast, you have to sign up for DraftKings. DraftKings, she'll come back once your parlay hits. Now, Truth Social says its numbers are just fine, but it doesn't help that it gets those numbers from the actual accounting firm, BF Borgers. Not to be confused with the Bulgarian remake of Bob's Burgers, Beef's Borgers. These number crunchers aren't particularly good at numbers because they've had a number of run-ins with a number of regulators, including a 100% deficiency rate in audits reviewed by a U.S. watchdog. And one of their best-known previous clients is a mixed martial arts league called Lingerie Fighting Championships Incorporated. Lingerie Fighting. Turns out Victoria's Secret, she tore a dude's throat out. I love a bloodthirsty audience. Oh, here's a little news item that caught my eye. Two top Japanese companies say that the social order could collapse due to AI. A headline I didn't quite take in at first because I was distracted by an AI video of baby red pandas jumping out of a petri dish. Ooh, look at them go! Watch out, buddies, get back in your dish! I'm sorry, what was I saying about the end of civilization? I don't know. Pandas in the petri. Oh, I remember this week, Japan's largest telecommunications company called for immediate legislation to rein in generative AI, warning AI tools have already begun to damage human dignity because the tools are sometimes designed to seize users' attention without regard to morals or accuracy, and that is not right. Seizing attention without regard to morals or accuracy is a job that humans should be doing. Humans like Tracker. Tracker, turns out the earbud was stuck to a juicy food at the bottom of your backpack. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Maren Morris.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest is a Grammy Award-winning artist you know from her songs The Bones, My Church, and The Middle. She now has a children's book called Addie Ant Goes on an Adventure. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Maren Morris. It's a lovely dress. I rarely have guests who have a train behind them.
Yeah, that's very. I'd risk it tonight.
That's very nice. I felt like I should have two small children behind you carrying it as it came out.
Or ants, or birds.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
With
okay,
the bug.
We will definitely get to the book. Addie Ant Goes on an Adventure.
Oh, she's out.
You've performed on this show 3 times. This is the first time we're sitting down to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like the talking? Because some musicians that I've interviewed over the years basically say, I really just like the songs to do the talking. I don't want to talk myself. But I love talking to musicians.
Oh, good. I love talking to you. I mean, we've met plenty of times, but I feel like this is nice.
Right.
I mean, mostly I
just go over there and say, have a good show.
I know. It's a quick one. But this is nice to sort of tuck in.
It is.
Yeah.
What is it you want to know about me? My life's an open book, Maren Morris.
I know. I've been following your career for a long time.
Oh, really?
I love the Colbert Show.
Oh, thanks very much.
I always, like, wonder if that character slips out when you do this one. I saw a glimmer earlier,
sometimes
actually.
Sometimes when the politicians are on, I want to bring him out.
I know.
They'll jump on my shoulder and I'll go, ping, like that.
Is it like armor when they come on? Like, that character wants to come back and just protect you from...
No, it's a dagger.
DC? Yeah.
It's not armor. It's not defense, I promise you.
I love it.
Now, we're both from the South. I'm from South Carolina. You're from even deeper. You're from Texas.
Yeah.
Now...
Yes.
Do you miss it? Do you still live down there?
No, my family does. I do miss it. I've lived in Nashville for 11 years now.
Well,
so that is
still south. That's still south.
That's south, but they have not figured out Tex-Mex food. Like they, yeah.
In Tennessee.
Well, yeah, Texas has figured it out.
Sure. But, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
They got that Chipotle there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, they're getting a robot to cut those avocados for them now. It's all going to be fine.
I mean, I love Chipotle, though. Like, let's not shade Chipotle. but, no, I mean, Nashville is amazing. I don't know if you've been, but incredible music culture, food culture as well. But, yeah, Tex-Mex, they haven't nailed yet. So maybe that's what my next thing should be.
Your own restaurant?
Yeah, maybe.
Like proper Tex-Mex food in Nashville?
Well, yeah, I've always wanted to open a bar in Nashville called, like, My Church. And it would be in an old church. Yeah. Maybe a Catholic one.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if you run out of wine, just get out some water.
Okay. I love. We can break bread.
Sure.
You go up and like take communion. Is that what it's
called? Sure. You're gonna get me in trouble with my priest this Sunday, but you just keep on going.
Okay.
That's all right. I'm in trouble enough
by
myself.
I won't be sacrilegious. Yep.
Do you miss any of the sort of the Southern hospitality you grew up with? Like any traditions that you try to keep up yourself?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, we've talked about food, but my mom's, like, really good at deviled eggs and loves rosé, like me.
She loves rosé?
Yeah.
She drinks a mean glass of rosé.
She makes a mean glass of rosé, but also, like, I do miss the sort of, like, southern neurotic mom of, like, furiously, anxiously cleaning before company comes over and making, everyone get in on it.
Sure.
I've carried that on myself, that tradition, so.
It's important that when someone comes over, that the first thing that you lay out for any food is anxiety.
Have a complete mental collapse, and then you're ready to see people.
Everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Because what if they talk about you when they leave?
They definitely will. Like,
You've been performing since you were 10.
Yeah.
I imagine you have played in a million different venues. Is there one that stands out to you?
Yeah. I mean, there's a few weirdo ones. Like, I remember some chili cook-offs, did a lot of those in Texas. And then...
Is it hard to get people's attention at a chili cook-off? Because, you know...
Yes, yeah, because they're eating chili.
They're eating chili.
Like, that's...
And the, you know...
That's the main course. It's
exactly.
It's not the, like, girl singing karaoke on a bale of hay. But no, I think the weirdest gig I did in high school, it was, like, every Saturday. I did it for, like, $100 a pop. I would sing the national anthem at this amateur wrestling ring night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like guys in luchador masks, like throwing each other around?
Well, they were all sorts of characters. And I grew up watching like WWF or is it now WWE? I can't remember.
I think it's actually in court at this point.
Oh, great. God, we're like getting into such like crazy territory. My dad like always looked like the Undertaker. Mm-hmm.
Your dad looked like the Undertaker?
Yeah, because
was he one of the wrestlers?
No. Oh my God, no.
He just naturally looked like the Undertaker.
Yeah. But he did get me the gig. So I would sing the Star Spangled Banner. But then, you know, that takes like 90 seconds. So the rest of the night, my friends and I in high school would just watch and cheer on these amateur wrestlers. And they all had a character. Like there was a goth one named Wally who, yeah.
Wally the goth?
Wally the goth.
Mixed messages
I think
there.
About him like every week, even now.
Wally, if you're watching, check in. She's worried about you.
I was I was worried about you back then. Still am. But no, I had the most fun, and it was just like a fun way to like make money and be patriotic.
I gotta say, how old are you at this point when you're doing these national anthems?
I was probably 15.
15, $100 a pop to sing for 90 seconds is not a bad gig.
Oh, hell no.
Wow.
No, I had the best time, and we got to be backstage, like my girlfriends and I, not that any of them were cute, but like we would get to see the wrestlers like...
You know Wally is watching right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. You were cute. I liked your eyeliner. But no, they would just like work out and get like pumped up before sure. they would go do these like staged fights. But
were you accompanied on the national anthem or were you a cappella?
A cappella.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could I had to
walk out onto the ring.
Could I sing the national anthem with you sometime?
Sure.
Because I know the bass line. I don't know the melody. I think you and I could rock it.
Okay, let's try. Let's try.
Okay.
Wait, start low. That's always the rule. Is because if you start too high and you're like, oh, say, then you forget you got to go real high at the end.
Do you want to give me, what's your
on
note?
On Rockets Red
note?
Glare.
What's your note?
I always go like, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Here it goes. And the rocket's red glare.
Was still there, bum 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 bum.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
take that. I want to sing that.
Where
I
want to
sing
that. From?
I want to sing that with you at an amateur wrestling match. For $100. We'll split 50-50. 50
Let's
bucks
do
a
it.
Piece. That sounds good. It's always good to have a fallback. This job could go away tomorrow.
That's true.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Maren Morris, everybody. Stick around.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Maren Morris, what made you want to do a children's book?
So my best friend Karina Argo and I, she's on the road with me there when I tour. Mm-hmm. So we had a long drive back from one of our tour dates back in 2022. Mm-hmm. And she just like will hop on my bus and we'll stay up till sunrise just being silly. And I've read so many children's books to my son. He's 4 now, mm-hmm. Hayes. And he has obviously like his favorite books, but I don't know, something about children's books and nostalgia, kind of getting to reparent your inner child by revisiting sure. these nostalgic books with your kid is just so special. And I've always wanted to write one or like perform or write a children's album. Like that's always been a dream of mine.
Does he like it? Has he read it?
Yeah, he's read it. Well, sure. I've read it to him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it scary at all? Because some children's books are scary.
This one's not scary.
It got bugs in it. Some people are afraid of bugs.
Yeah, there's harmless bugs. But there's Harriet Chicken is one of the characters. Oh. And Louis Ladybug advises Addie, because she's on this adventure for the first time out of the tomato bed. He's like, watch out for Harriet Chicken, because she sometimes mistakes a critter like you for a kernel of corn. So we wanted to introduce a little bit of...
Danger.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know, survival tactics that we teach them subtly through children's literature. So
sounds like it would make pretty good action movie if anybody wanted to make this up.
Yeah.
Well, the book is Addie Ant Goes on an Adventure. It's available everywhere now. It's Maren Morris, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.